The North American Securities Administrators Association says between 1998 and 2001, an estimated $2 billion has been stolen in religion-related schemes. In some cases, a pastor endorses an investment plan, and the congregation tags along in good faith. Some schemers preach the prosperity gospel that states that the truly faithful are rewarded with great wealth, and that to question a deal is an affront against fellow Christians.
As people turn towards religion, that's where the crooks are going to go. You go where the money is.
David Cohen is supervising attorney with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions in Madison. He says scams can readily spread within a congregation because of an inherent trust and familiarity among members.
People let down their guard when the person who approaches them is like them in some way. And you let down your guard thinking, oh, they aren't going to take advantage of me because I'm one of them.
If you can't trust the minister, you know, who can you trust?
Bob Tim is a Wisconsin Dells resident who sunk nearly $500,000 in a series of viatical contracts endorsed by his church's pastor. Under those contracts, terminally ill policyholders would sell their life insurance policy at a discount rate to investors. But such returns often only happen if the insured die when predicted, a fact that Tim says wasn't fully disclosed. Tim says he also didn't know that his pastor was selling unregistered securities without a license.
It's very, very sad and very unethical and everything. It's just individuals that got overtaken by greed for money.
Tim and at least one other person are considering their legal options against their pastor's broker. Cohen and other finance officials say religion-based fraud is not only growing, but also often appears credible and legitimate on the surface. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.